Mary Ann said, well, I do remember that one of the places for Israel originally was to be Patagonia, and also I think Kenya. She found it hard to imagine. As usual, Donald met something else, and she was as patient as if on her birth Isle of Lewis, plaiting wild fleece. It was such an ease, such a comfort now when they spoke together. Word by word, their diction soothed her fingers. He said, the Russian systems are analogue and no one here learns it. All our systems are based now on transistors. Even if we capture something from them, we can't use it. Bolton muttered, and India has just bought S-400s from them. So much for the plan to link Japan, India and Australia to outmaneuver China. Not to mention the oil India is behind from Iran. Morning tea light quickened, thickened about them. Gold interns brought in trays of cookies, cloudy coffee. Bolton seemed suspicious. Mary Ann laughed biscuits with relief. Trump said, if I lose in the midterms, Britain will attack Syria again, despite Russia having signed with Turkey to knock out some CIA ex-head choppers in Idlib. And if it isn't Syria, then the false flag will be Ukraine. I'm relying on Russia not to bite. He bit a chocolate wheat meal like a cunning provocation. She thought, he has a German bite, untidy and open like his father. Asked him, was it after all New York Military Academy that made you want to be president and not some dare to dream money fantasy that came with built-in failure? Bolton thought of Eisenhower, said, of course, perhaps they voted for a soldier, puzzled, as he himself was not one. Soldiers spoke a socialist language, resource, tariff, priority, to be not the believer but escaper. He said, I still would not have voted for you. I believed in Iraq and the Bushes. Trump laughed with the gentle expression of his mother at the biscuits. Would Ivanka or young Kushner be ambassador to Patagonia? Mirrors, yes, and smoke. This fear was sometimes better pleasure than lost nightlife in New York.